at museum camp, and I'm talking to Ma Dixon. We're in the morning coffee break. Ma, what an incredible turnout you got. You must be delighted.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed with the amount of people who came in today to see museum camp and talk museums about subjects that they normally don't get to talk about and eat cake.
It's wonderfully informal. There is a lot of cake being consumed. How important do you think that is for this type of event?
Key thing with me when the first idea came about at Unconference was that we had to make it turn upside the head, and how are we going to get people in? Keeping it free was one of my main goals, and having cake, because on Twitter and on social media, I'm well known for my cake-loving ways, and everybody likes cake. Even if you're gluten-free, there's gluten-free cake out there, and vegetarians have their own cakes, not that I eat them. But yeah, cake is a common ground for everybody. Whether they're dealing with teens or they're dealing with budgets or they're dealing with whatever issue they're dealing with in museums, everybody can sit over a cup of coffee and cake and talk about it.
And how much work have you put into this? I mean, you're one of the two main people behind this. How much work?
It has been a lot of work. It's been a couple months in the go, project managing, getting sponsors, trying to get things running up and down, going back, chasing up sponsors, but it's been worth it. I cannot express how delightful I am to see so many people show. It has been a family affair. My family has been a major part of this. My mother-in-law was doing the sandwiches for us last night. But you know, it was done on a budget, but I hope everybody appreciates the stuff that's behind it.
Well, people seem to be having great fun. Is this the first one of these for this sector?
It is the first one, yes. And it's funny because people are already asking for the second one. And I'm just hoping we can get through the day one. And then we'll see where we take this. But yeah, I think the ethos behind the Unconference is there. I think now people get it. And I think after the first session has just ended, it was a bit slow going as far as shyness. And then people, we were the last one out because we had so much to say once we got going.
And how many sessions have we got?
I think there's 4 time slots and there's 7 sessions on each one. So 28 sessions?
28 sessions.
Yeah, quite impressive. For when we started the day, nobody had an idea of what it was, and they were coming just to find out what it was. And then we have, you know, at least 28 people put their hand up to say that they want to talk about stuff. It's amazing. And it shows that there's a need for something like this out there.
Now, you've done this on I don't know if you're prepared to say how much the budget was, but I know it's very small. It's much less than the tea budget for a normal conference. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a very, very small budget. I have to do a shout-out for Museum Next, who was my first person who said, I'll give you money, and he gave me the majority of the money from Museum Camp. And then Happy Museum also decided to sponsor us at the end, and then it was like £100 here and there. So I was gathering. Yeah, but when it came to paying for stuff, it was Robin Peter to pay Paul, borrowing money off of family funds that weren't there, and just to make sure that we got it all through.
Well, it's a tremendous achievement, and the thing I love watching this is just the sheer excitement, people chattering away in the breaks, very hard to stop them talking. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah. And the one thing I love is the reaction I got when I said, you have to make a cake, cupcake, you have to come and decorate a cake, and everybody's like, what? I'm like, no, you have to decorate a cake. I don't eat cake. I don't care. Decorate it. Take it home with you. There's a brown bag at the end of the table for you to take it home if you don't want it for your kids, or chuck it into the canal. I don't care. But it was breaking that mold of traditional conferences when you walked in. Yes, you had to check in for fire and safety. Even that I was debating whether we should do. But then we went right into the cupcakes. And I hope people appreciated that ethos and the flavor of what they were going to get, the unknown.
Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.